Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? This is Psychic Jethro and my little lovely green-haired lady song. We've got everything pretty much like it's been happening when it feels like it on Psychic's Gone Wild. I want to thank everybody, especially good friend and advocate, Candy Claire Hoff, and I want to thank her for bringing all the angels in yesterday. I got a lot of emails and everything, and I've been talking with Candy, and we'll be doing her show here this month. Candy and me have been friends for quite a while. I thank her for coming on. I've had a lot of positive. Thank you for the ice cream. I love that. That made me laugh. I really, you know, anyone who knows I love to eat, and that was a very good member idea, which I love. If we get that to start off, you know, I'm going to be very, very enormous. But I thank all of you from Psychics Gone Wild. Sending Jethro treats always obviously makes Jethro happy. We are having a little bit of things going with the phones. I will be picking them up in just a minute here. I want to thank everybody this lovely day of Psychics Gone Wild. One of the excellent things that we're going to get an opportunity is we're going to be looking at a lot of class and other things going on. I've got 978, you're on the phone. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Really good. We're having a little bit of experience in technical, so I apologize with the phone, but this is Psychic Jethro, and I welcome you, if you'll give me your first name.
My name is Shelley.
Shelley, what we've got happening here is we've got a little bit of problems with the phone, so I'm going to go ahead with this, and we'll get to you. You'll be one of our first callers. We're waiting for our guest, and unfortunately our phones are blipping in and out, so please be patient with me, and I'll be right back with you, okay?
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. As we're seeing things happen here, this is Jethro at Psychic's Gone Wild. We've had some wild things with our phone number on 773-897-6461 to call in. So when you get that, please call back in. We do have, sometimes people are getting kicked out, and unfortunately the phones are taking a minute. What we're here to do on Psychic's Gone Wild is to help each other, and that's what we're going to be doing. So if you get in and you get a little problem, call right back. We've been really busy, and we thank everybody. We are changing some of our times, and I've gotten a lot of questions on that. The best thing to do is to send to psychicjethro@aol.com. Your best time you'd like to see is on. And what we'll do is we're going to accommodate the majority because obviously we're trying to help everyone, but you can always listen to us taped. And one thing I've been suggesting to those of you who want a mini reading or just want to listen in to us is listen to the tape and then get a hold of one of the psychics. I know that a good example is Psychic Celeste is giving out mini readings. We've got Sandra is giving out mini readings. I always have, if you get a hold of me on my email and send me a picture or, you know, so pretty much there's no reason that, you know, you can't find it. I feel sad that a lot of you like to call in, and I love that. Please continue to, and bear with us, we're growing, and what's happening is us psychics are working on a more consistent time than we did in April of getting everything to go. So hang in there, bear with us, and have it. 760, this is Psychic Jethro, you're on the line.
Hey Jethro, this is Deborah.
Hey Deborah, I was looking for you, I'm so glad that was you. I was beginning to worry, we got a lot of people calling in for you today.
Well, it's good to be here. Can we talk like this, or do I need to call in on another number?
This is perfect, and I thank you for calling in. I'm so excited, you guys. Any of you who know Deborah Katz, I'm sure a lot of you do. We've got a lot of people coming in. I was fortunate enough in 2010 in Sedona to get to work with Deborah on her psychic boot camp. This is one phenomenal psychic person who is so into the cause and so working that I just am so excited, and I laughed today knowing psychically that Deborah was coming on. I think I've messed up everything I can, so everybody's got the wrong numbers, everything's cuckoo, that's Psychic Jethro nervous, but bear with me, everybody. And Deborah, I'm so excited here. I had a lot of people asking me some of the book titles, and I went through some of the memories we had. I remember when I was talking with you, and the thing that really impressed me about Deborah is her Journey Within book and a couple of the other books that Deborah has wrote. And Deborah, it sounds to me like you're on, am I correct, are you on your fourth or fifth book now?
I still just have three books. I have You Are a Psychic, The Art of Clairvoyant Reading, and then I have Extraordinary Psychic, Proven Techniques to Master Your Abilities, and then I have Freeing the Genie Within, about manifesting your dreams. And I am working on a relationship book but it's probably going to be a couple of years before that comes out because I have so many other projects going on.
But
I am very, very thrilled to be here. I love the name of your show, and I really appreciate another person who occasionally gets disorganized or can't find numbers and things like that. I think you just represent really how, you know, we all have these things going on, and it's so, our technology is so wonderful, but obviously one little thing going wrong and it can really throw things off. So I appreciate everyone's patience out there today.
Thank you. Yesterday we had a friend of mine, Candy Claire Hoff, and she brought in angel work, and twice we lost her. She wrote back, she laughed, she was like, you know, same thing you said, and she goes, what is happening? And I said, part of it is we do with this number and calling in, and part of it is with the sun flares. We've had a lot of Blog Talk Radio, and I do in the mixtalk.com, and both stations have been just really getting a lot of this energy. And then I believe when we get on like this, and like with, you know, you and your abilities and with mine, and we've got Tristan, we've got Kelly, we've got Shannon, you remember Shannon from Arizona, all of them are behind, all they're all listening and they're in, and I think it just is an overload for Blog Talk Radio. You know?
I'm surprised.
But I want to really ask a couple questions here with you and get to, I had a couple questions on where you're going to be and where they can contact. I know that you have a school, and I have questions on that of how to get to Deborah's Psychic School. I know that you have classes, am I correct, in California too?
Yes, I have the International School of Clairvoyance, and if you go to letter U, letter R, psychic.com, or my name, DeborahKatz.com, you'll see right now I'm doing mostly online, telephone classes. I have 12-week beginning clairvoyant training programs and advanced and professional teacher training. So we have a great time meeting once a week and teaching people how to do what the rest of the wonderful psychics here involved in your community do. And we have a lot of fun, and we do it all over the phone in small groups. Session. So right now I'm mostly doing that, traveling. I'm not traveling too much, but I might be doing another event in Venice, California, coming up here in a couple months.
Oh, man. We'll have to definitely send us that information. And those of you guys who are getting in, you've got her site. Always send to any of the rest of us, and we'll send you there. It's phenomenal. As I was telling you, I got to be fortunate enough to do a few classes. Those of you who type in on our psychic chat room, you'll see Paul Selk is another one who complimented on Deborah. He was there. We had some people, Psychic Celeste, that was the class that she attended. And honestly, Psychic Celeste is the one who told me. I had heard about Deborah from another friend of her books, and then when I was asked there, I was like, whoa, and they're like, you've got to read her books. And unfortunately, you guys tease me as a psychic. I am kind of rural with like my name, but being in Wyoming, we were pretty much, you know, we did our readings and we did our things off by ourselves, that when to have the honor of getting to go there, Psychic Celeste is probably one of Deborah's biggest fans. And she was like, months before Deborah got there, she's like, have you seen this? Have you got this? So she got me into reading the books. I'm like, yay, I want to know. And, you know, I felt so fortunate that Sherry Caluso, am I saying the name right, is another cohort, a very good, excellent, gifted psychic friend of Deborah's. And those two were there for, it was like 3 days, and it was so intense. I know that I was working at the castle, and we had other psychics in town, and I had people teasing me. They were like, what is going on now? It was like the whole Sedona was spinning. And when I had heard from you, Deborah, I heard about you. I'm giving you all the gossip today. You're going to get me before we get to the clients here. But, Deborah, isn't it true that you were on TV for a while in Sedona and you did a television show?
Yes, I had a show called The Psychic Explorer, and it was on for about 3 years on two different channels, and it was fun. It was a very low production value and kind of cheesy, but we had some really good guests. And one of my favorite guests was Krishna Das, the chanter musician, and he actually had given me some really good advice. It was great because I'd have these wonderful guests on, and I'd get to learn a lot myself from them. So that was a lot of fun, and I'm so glad that some of our Sedona crew is here today listening. I've wondered how people are doing, so it's fantastic to see how people are progressing.
I agree, and I love the fact that I had other friends there, and those of you guys who know, we do go back to Sedona periodically and do different things. And last year, one of the really things that I thought was really one of the most funnest things was to go back, and we got to go to the Vortexes again, and everybody's like, but you live there. And it's like, but Vortexes and Sedona is an experience that you can do more than once and still be happy with it, you know?
Oh, yeah, you never get tired of just, I lived there for 4 years, and just driving to the grocery store every day and getting to see the red rocks and the way the sun reflects on them, the sunsets, just so incredible. Whenever I go back there, I feel like that's really where my heart lives. You know, there's lots of wonderful places, but there's something so special about it there.
I love that, Deborah. And one thing I was really impressed is, as being an associate with you in the classes, is I got to see Deborah gets in with her classes. It's a hands-on class. One thing that I have through the years that's worked with a lot of different psychic things, fortunately, and I was really impressed. I apologize, we're having a little technical difficulty there with the phones. If you guys get called, just call back. It sounds a little awkward. But what we've got is Deborah would do hands-on with her students. And a good example, two of the students, one was from another state and another person that had never met. They were telling me after the first class that Deborah, you know, I'd gotten in, I did the afternoon. They were like, here we are. And we sat down. The second day, they'd become very good friends. The third day they were working and doing psychic work, and it was such an experience to sit back and go, man, and you know, and I'm going to tease Deborah, but during this, at the same time, Deborah was also writing, now she's talking about the book she's talking about, she was writing, she was doing things, but she was working consistently with each person, opening all five of their senses that I've been amazed, and I kind of teased, I've only not heard from one or two of the other students, but they've become Facebook friends, and I know usually when you don't hear it means you're busy, but I did remember saying, and I sort of, another psychic friend of mine that was there said the same thing, they said people that come out of these classes are the ones that use this. Deborah gives you stuff that you can use. It's like you take notes, you get the things, you know, she's there for you, she's got all of the abilities there. And what a lot of you guys call in on Psychics Gone Wild is you want to have, you want that hands-on, you know, experience. So when Deborah was saying Venice Beach, you know, get to one of these if you can, talk with Deborah. You know, make sure you get in and get one of the classes, because even what I noticed that really impressed me the most with the was every level of person that's in the psychic ability. We all have our different, you know, levels. Deborah's got her classes set up where it can help each and every one. It doesn't matter if you, my case, I've read my whole life. I was born with this gift. Another person had been interested in this and had read about it. Another person had tried and learned some healing abilities. When we left there, I can testify, and you'll see some of the, if you look on my website and some of the different friends that have wrote, everybody got things out of that class. There wasn't anybody that didn't leave there with it. And I my hat's off to Deborah, because I, in this kind of field, that's not easily said about a lot of this.
You know, I don't like to waste people's time, and so when I whatever I teach, I want to make sure that we're making the best use of our time. And I stand as a living example of someone who had an interest in psychic abilities but did not know. I never thought I was going to be able to go and read other people and get helpful information about whatever it was I or someone else needed to have at that moment. I had no idea how to do that until I learned these techniques myself, use them, fine-tune them. And now what I really can guarantee to anybody out there, even if they have never had a psychic experience that they can recognize, or if they have never imagined in their wildest dreams that they would be able to become a psychic, that is the case. It just will require learning some techniques and a lot of practice, a lot of perseverance, and a lot of courage, because it does take courage to do this kind of thing. You know, we're so used to in life having, well, being under the illusion of being in control and knowing what we're talking about, and using our analytical mind. Our analytical mind is always king above everything else. And so when it comes to your psychic abilities, once you learn the techniques that are really simple, then it's about learning how to set aside all that other junk, your mind, your ego, and just letting the information flow. And also being okay with not always being right. You know, that's there's a lot of psychics out there that think, well, you know, if anyone knows that I'm not always right, that I can't always see everything, then, you know, they're going to think I'm terrible or a fraud or a fake. And the fact is that the most incredible psychics, they see a lot, and that is what is important. But there are going to be times where, you know, we don't get an answer. The person we're reading really isn't open to what we're telling them. There's a lot of interference going on. So these are just some of the things that we work on in our training, is how to overcome all this stuff and learn how to work with it, in addition to the techniques that actually draw forth the information.
I agree very much. And one thing, with all the years of putting this out in the public, or, you know, Deborah had a good point, too. And in one of her books, she describes where she's reading for the person, and she's giving this person what she's sensing, and the person is arguing, which, how many times, as you were saying with the reader, sometimes we resonate. Like you said, we all have our accuracy. I agree very much. And what Deborah says is, you know, she's telling this lady in the story, and she's talking to her, and she's seeing this outfit, and basically it looks like a white outfit, like a nurse. She's describing this, and the woman is all the way through. She describes with Deborah that couldn't be her. That couldn't be her. But the moral of the story was, at the last, the woman worked for a dentist. Basically, all the things that she was saying were in that type of field. But sometimes people, I don't think sometimes too, they want the reading, but I don't think sometimes they want to really acknowledge. So when they have to be open and ready for a reading, is my belief. And I think it works both ways. I my accuracy is, like you said there, and there is that person. The really good thing is, then what I like is then for that person to find the ones that is, because everybody's out there looking to help. And what we're, like Deborah was saying, she goes, you know, we all have our error. To error is human. And that's the excellent thing about this, is a spiritual path, is while we're learning and we're helping, like Deborah said, you know, there's going to be that factor that isn't. And there's going to be sometimes, I really believe some people, depending on what your reasoning is for your reading, what the guides are going to share with you too.
Yeah. And, you know, I know there's people out there listening who do really want to develop their abilities, and they do, they have such a passion for this, but their fears just come up. They're afraid of, well, what if I tell someone the wrong thing? Or, you know, what if I really can't see something? Or what if people find out and they, you know, there's still a lot of misconceptions about psychics or stereotypes. And these are just things that people need help working through, because it really stands in their way of their human potential. I mean, that's what we're really talking about here. I know for you, Jethro, and myself, this isn't about, like, our profession, or it's not just about what we're interested in. This is about tapping into and unleashing, exposing the human potential of everyone. And to me, it's just insane that we still live in a world where people don't realize the level that they're being psychic from, in terms of how much they're picking up from other people. You know, we are psychic on a clairsentient level, by we experience other people's emotions, we experience their pain. And when I say we, this is across humanity. But you're taught when you're growing up, in from the time you're a baby, that you're a separate entity, that your own emotions are yours, your own thoughts are yours. And to think otherwise is insane. I mean, really, it's considered insane if you think that you have a thought and it's coming from someone else, or you have an emotion and it's coming from someone else. But the fact is this is how life works. Not always coming from someone else, and that's where, you know, some extra training and understanding of this helps you to recognize what's yours and what's not yours. But this topic is not just about something that's interesting or fun. It's really, the more we learn about our abilities and how they're already operating and how we can fine-tune them, it really translates into how much of a fulfilling and peaceful and happy life we can have.
Very true, very much. And they're writing me, they said I'm being selfish, so I'm going to go with 978, and you're on 978 with Psychics Gone Wild, with Deborah Katz and Psychic Jethro. And how are you today, Sherry?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Good.
Hi there.
Hi.
So did you have a question?
I do. I've been on this roller coaster with my employment, and got hit with another curve last night, and I'm wondering how it's going to go.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the last part?
Got hit with another curve last night, and wondering if I'm still going to keep this job.
Okay. Okay, so are we going to move into doing readings? Jethro?
We'd like to do, yeah, maybe a little mini reading for a few of them and a question, and then we'll just kind of do it real quick. We've got so many people, but we can just kind of give you a little bit here. A lot of you, I know, guys have questions, and Jerry, I do feel that. I apologize with your phone. I'm going to mute you, unfortunately, just so the sounds, because me and Deborah are both sensing here, and it's really distracting. It's nothing personal. It's just your phone's making some kind of sounds, and I think that Skype sometimes will do that. So what we're looking at is what you're asking with a job, and I too was like, I have to have you say your name for the front of us. And if you'd like, we can probably. Are you okay with that, Deborah? Giving her a little mini reading, or would you prefer?
Yeah, let's do it together.
Okay. Sherry, if you'll just say your name slow for me at first.
Sherry.
I thank you, Sherry. And what I'm seeing here, Sherry, is I'm seeing that the job that you're talking about in this other curve, I see you working with something. What I keep getting here, and I'm going to go ahead and go with the energies, they keep showing me that you've got something on deadlines and timing with this curve. There's something here about you're kind of working with your own schedule and the schedule of this job, and you've got yourself going to be able to get something new. And what's happening is you're being pressured into giving up something. I think this job and this career is what you were asking has got to do with it. I get you doing a change, so I would say I feel there's another job coming for you. I feel that this job is also ran a dead end for you, the job you're holding.
It is.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. It seems like you've got a pretty high level of frustration, and I just see like you've been trying to pretty much get every drop out of it in terms of, you know, whatever it can give you while you're still there, but it's just one little step in the path. Maybe we can just look at, like, what is it that she needs to know right now that will help her along her path here?
Very good, yeah. And I feel like it's, and right now in the energy and what we're looking at with it is I feel that part of this is you're letting this other go and your belief of knowing in yourself. They keep showing me this is part of what's happening. This job is a dead end, and you are... It's getting out, putting that in. I mean, everyone knows that putting in for a job is always a hard thing. In the economy and all the reasons. The reason that they're saying with you, the number one reason is to get out there and do it because you know you can do it. Know it like you know it, and you're going to get that. You're going to get a better job. I feel there's not only an increase in that, but you've got some abilities you've been hiding yourself. We were just talking about the path and the spiritual psychic. I feel you're kind of holding back on some of your stuff.
Yeah, you know, I want to say it. Seems like you're harboring some resentment. I'm not sure if it's with people at work but there's kind of something you're holding onto in your heart that would resemble resentment and kind of how you've been treated. And I would say just let that go and let your focus really be narrow. I see like blinders on of a horse, like saying focus your attention on what it is that you really want. And I think that's what's been a little bit cloudy for you is really what you're going for. You know what you don't really like, but you're not quite sure what it is that's going to be making you happy.
I agree, and I you know, thank you there, Sherry, with getting in. Always get with us at the sites, and I know, like, people will say this right now with career, but one of the really good things about doing this is we do have other facilities and other ways of helping. I see there's a lot more than just, you know, looking at that, and I think that's the best advice that we're doing with this. Also, I'm getting with you, Sherry, you're going to be going through and experiencing some other energies here of some of your own, like we were talking, letting go, and I feel that's a lot of what the angels are working with you on. And I thank you. We're going at limited time. We're giving everybody a little bit of time with all of us because, you know, of our time. But we've got the next caller on, 843. You've got Psychics Gone Wild. How are you today?
Oh, good. It's Amy. So I don't want to take up too much time because I got a reading. My mom and I got a reading with Jethro yesterday, but I was just dialing in, and I enjoyed listening to everything. Let me come up with, I always have a question because my husband Keith died last year, and we had an interesting relationship, and it's better now that he's, it's turned into a fairy tale. So especially since Deborah's here, I was wondering if she's picking up anything, if he had anything to say today.
Okay, what was your husband's name?
His name was Keith.
Okay, well, I'm starting to see, like, an image of a man where he's showing, it sounds like his voice was kind of deep, and I just see his teeth, like him smiling, and when he smiles, like there's something noticeable about his teeth. And I also see, like, him wearing this jacket. It kind of reminds me of kind of an older suit, what would you call it, like a sport coat type thing, but, and he's kind of feeling around in his pockets, like looking for something. So I'm just going to see if he has anything to say to you. And I do want to say, I don't usually tune into angels or talk about angels, but I have to say the second you came on the phone, it was like I felt that angelic vibration just all around you, like as if you're surrounded in it. But going back to your husband, I'm just going to see, and Jethro, if you have anything here.
I agree, and thank you, Deborah, and I really do agree with that. I see the other part is working with it. I know, and with the reading, what I saw yesterday, what I'm feeling with you, Amy, is that he isn't only helping, as we talked about on the other side with you, to get your promotions and yourself out there. I can feel what Deborah's guides are showing, too, is you've got other angels that have got you picked for so much going that it's hard to tell who's Keith and who isn't because of things that are going on with you and things that you've overcome. And, you know, Amy, they've given you one direction. She just won, and I'm going to be blunt, Amy won a big positive thing and is going to be there at with major healers and some major people in the metaphysical world and the holistic world. And I think that's what, you know, and Deborah's picking. I can feel the energy going on, just warm, you know, and it's like, that's what I also, these angels, it's just Amy right away with you. It's like Amy angels, and it's just like you've got a group of them.
That's so funny. It's so funny because I don't really like angels. Like anyway, I don't like my afterlife to be so fluffy, I guess.
Well, you know, I used to be the same way, and like I said, it's not like I talk about angels every day. But the fact is that, you know, that they're there, whether or not we like them, in the same way that other spirits. And of course, I love angels. It's just, you know, there's all
so
the,
silly confusion. You know.
But I just wanted to say that I see with your husband, he, as if he was saying he loved you very, very much. I just keep seeing, like, as if he had this wonderful smile, and he, it seems like he's really just trying to, it's kind of like he laughs. He has a sense of humor, and he's kind of, like, watching you sometimes, and, you know, it's like he's says sometimes he sees you stumble, but he's not supposed to be interfering. So it's almost like he's got just an amused look, like you'll get over your little stumbles or obstacles. He's there, but there's something there where he's not allowed to, because maybe it's sometimes you're like, well, why don't you help me more, like if you pray to him or something. And he is there, but he's like a loving parent who's saying, you know, you need to kind of get through some of this stuff on your own now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Amy. Okay, and we're going to go ahead, and we've got to take a little bit here. We thank everybody that's called in. You know, Deborah's done this out of the heart. We love it, everybody. We thank all of you guys. We welcome you. You know, continue in. We're going to take just a few minutes here. We have got a lot of schedule coming up. I would like to have Deborah, because of the timing, and we've had a lot of new people coming in on the radio show, calling and different ones getting in to get into the show. I had people write me about they couldn't get in exactly at 2 p.m. Eastern time where I am in Tampa, Florida. So, Deborah, would you do me the honor again of letting people know how they can contact and get a hold of you if they would like to get that full reading or get with you on your classes?
Sure, thank you. My website is urpsychic.com, so letter U, letter R, psychic.com, or deborahkatz.com. And I have a lot of I have two clairvoyant training programs, a beginning and advanced, that are going to be starting up in July. 12 weeks that can be done over the phone. We have people from all over the world, small groups, 5 people max. And we would love to hear from you. I also have a social networking site where we have over 400 people who just want to get readings from students or give readings, practice. So if any of you are out there who have started to develop your skills but are feeling like you need to have more practice, you could go to my social networking site, And that's Seventh Sight, SEVENTHSIGHT.org. And you can find that, too, through my main website as well. It's a great resource, totally free.
Thank you, Deborah. And I, we were talking here a few minutes, and I'm going to let you guys back on with the show. We take a little break a little bit, too, with us. But you guys got to realize that we do this a lot, and it's fun, but it's like we give a little bit of break here. We'll probably have a few minutes here, and I'm going to play a little music for those of you who want to take a little break. Give me and Deborah a chance to, you know, I've heard you guys tease me. You can hear me eating over the phone, and I'm not eating today. I'm being good.
I do the same thing all the time.
And what I love about it is I want to grab a little bit of water here, take a few minutes, and let Deborah do this. I thank all of you. You know, I thank you guys. There's some of you who've been on here since the show started. We just, you know, Deborah's a phenomenon. You know, you guys all know, and as I told you, we have promoted. I think me and Kelly and the KC birth cards and a few others outdid ourselves because we've told everybody. So you guys that are on there, you know that we have the time. We are trying to get with everyone. We're going to do that. And really, one thing, I love what Deborah said earlier, and I know you guys tease me about some of the sayings and things I pick up, but what Deborah was saying, this is more to us. And I really encourage that with my students. I encourage that with my friends, everyone. This path, sometimes, you know, we are chosen to do the path, or sometimes we do both, choose the path and then become more involved. Deborah's giving you the opening here to get a hold of her. I get a lot of emails with you guys on how-tos and what if. Like she just said, if you're looking for this and you've got this, I very much, you know, advocate her not only as being there with her helping, but seeing that Deborah's got the right idea. She's here to help you, and that's what you guys want to look for. You write me a lot of times, how do I find a psychic? How do I get a hold of a teacher? Reading my book, Living in the Psychic Realm, with the teachers I had, the reasoning that I had wrote about them was that it's just what Deborah just said there. There's one of your keys. Get a hold of Deborah Katz, get with her, because there's a key. She cares about you. She's there to help. She just said, you know, you need practice. That's the fun part about this. This is a fun thing to do, and it's more about, like, you know, different people help people, different get in, but it's a spiritual path. And Deborah, did you know when you were a little child you were going to be Deborah Katz, the writer and the teacher and all of the things that were going to happen?
No, I didn't. But you know what's funny? When I was just a little kid, I used to fantasize about being, like, on a talk show and sitting there answering questions, and it would be like on the radio or on TV. And then after I would have come out of that little fantasy, I'd be like, well, why on earth would I be on the radio or TV? You know, because I didn't see myself as particularly talented. I mean, I knew I could, my writing was my main strength, but it was just so funny to me that I could never imagine why I would actually be on a radio program like this. So it wasn't until years later when, you know, I really developed my abilities in it and then felt like I had a message to share that it made sense. And, you know, as much as I love doing readings, I feel like what's more important for me than even me doing readings is to get the message out to people that they have these abilities themselves.
And I love that, and I feel that. And look at what you guys are getting here. Deborah, I'm going to give you a few 2 minutes here if you want to get a drink of water, take a little relax for a minute. And we'll be at the top of the hour. We've got Deborah, I think, for an hour today. Is my correct? Or maybe a little over an hour. So you guys that are waiting, we will get through the last of you. I'm just going to take a few minutes just so we can get a little water for 2 minutes. We'll be right back. I thank everyone. You know this is Psychics Gone Wild, and we're going wild. Because if you look in the chat rooms, we've got all those ways of getting a hold of people. Deborah's told you how to get a hold of her. Get with that person. Get that fun reading. And thank you, Deborah, for joining our show. We just are so excited. I'm like a little kid here. I just want to have that second. We're going to do a little bit of advertising when we get back. And 719, you're next to talk with me and Deborah. As I look in your eyes, Hey everyone, we thank you. We had a little bit of a 2 minute there just to get things going a little bit. We've had since then, we had a little bit of a technical difficulties on Psychics Gone Wild, and you guys who know I do the music and stuff, I think we've got a little clearer here. I am looking in on the other chat rooms. Let me know if you are having any hearing problems or anything with the show. We've got a lot of it coming in. I apologize to everyone due to, today we've got Psychics Gone Wild, we've got me, Jethro Smith, we've got Deborah Lynn Katz, a very famous, well-known psychic and gifted person. And so I'm not doing a lot of the other testing. That might help you because I've got so many people doing it. I can multiple tasks, but I can't do all of it. So I thank everybody. You know, we've got so much going on. Just call in. And, you know, the one of the really good things is we always get through with it. We've always teased you. And a lot of you guys will tease me about the fact that when you're on Psychics Gone Wild, you have a lot of times different people calling in and different things you get to do, and we're having fun with that. 773-897-6461. And Deborah, I thank you for bearing with me in my little wild show. It's going there.
No, this is great. And you know, I was thinking, Jethro, you know, it used to be for radio hosts, they would just sit there and talk, and they had a whole production team to run the show. And I just think it's amazing that you're dealing with the chat rooms and the telephone lines and the callers and everything here. I mean, it's really a lot to handle, and you're doing it very well.
Thank you. You're a very good person, Deborah, and I really appreciate you. And those of you who know, and once you've done this for a while, my joke is time is something I value so much. So I thank you, and I know you've given us one of the biggest gifts coming on our show. Those of you who are so excited to get a hold of Deborah know that, you know, she is there, and you know, we'll see if we can manage another time. I know April, everybody was going wild when they found out you were coming on, and it's like, you know, it's with her classes and the purpose and the things, those of you who do it, the best way to help us psychics, and that is to go and have one. I mean, I love the fact you guys were like, what do we do? And it's like, get a hold of her and get a reading. You're going to love it. 719, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you today?
Hello. Hi, this is Kelly. Been listening in. It's like, this sounds really good. It's like, I'd heard something a little bit earlier about books, and I'd like to ask you about, you know, the titles and what you've written and stuff and how to get a hold of them. But I also just kind of would like to know, can you just kind of give me, a general reading or just kind of, you know, what's most important for me to know at this point on my path right now?
Sure. Sure, that sounds good. Well, and I'll just say right before, while we were on our break, I thought, well, I'll see if I can start to tune into the next caller, because really when I read, I'm used to having a little more time, you know, to focus. And I think most psychics are, you know, you tend to, on the radio, we have to just kind of go real fast because that's the nature of the beast here. But for most psychics, you know, we do take a lot more time. But so I'll just share a couple images that were coming in even before you came on about yourself. One, I saw you like your energy is just coming towards me with a big smiling face, and then you just look so open and happy, and there's something very cute about you. Like, I just found myself reaching over and wanting to pinch your cheeks. So I have a feeling that lots of people, when they see you, they want to do that. You're like a very optimistic person, and there's just something really cute about you. I saw you typing. I'm not sure if you're in school or not, but there was definitely some school vibes or learning vibes around you. And then the other thing is I got a sense of some worry. Like, there's something There's something you've been worrying about, and it just seemed like it's not necessary to have that worry, that you needing to kind of rein it in and just find a way to let go of it, because it was kind of like excessive for whatever. And I think it's just like worrying about how things are going to go. I wasn't getting too clear about what that was, but just telling you that there really isn't any need for that amount of it.
Now we're preparing.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Oops, sorry, we're preparing to move to Idaho, and I realized I went out and checked my tires on my vehicles, and I realized I really need 6 new tires, and it's like, I'm not even sure I have the money for 2 of them right now, and it's like, I'm not sure how we're going to get to Idaho in the next, like, week and a half, unless I can figure out some way to come up with tire money. So, yeah, I am kind of worrying about that, and it's like, I know, universe will provide, God always provides, so it's like, yeah, it's just kind of right there on my mind.
Well, we can take a look at that. Jethro, do you want to just tune in real quick and see if you can get something about her trip to Idaho?
I get that there's going to be a little bit of a delay, and I get that you're going to go ahead due to this and take the safety course and work with some others on it. And I see it coming out with some help of an outsider, someone, a family of helping you with some other financing with these tires, because you've got so much happening there. You've got to make sure it is, because, you know, one thing is, we're all finding out with us, you know, I mean, years ago, and I used to be the one in trouble, I would just run with the guides and go with what they told me, and I would be running around with bald tires, everything else, and my family are like, what are you doing, you know?
Yeah.
That's what they're warning against with you. They're saying that, you know, this is part of it, and I think what they're doing is they're getting you prepared. Now, you know, your vehicle is also in symbols, it's also relationship, it's also career, because it's your way and your means to get to place.
That makes a lot of sense, okay.
And so what they're... Sorry?
Yeah, I just wanted... I was getting a sense that you and your husband...
husband's on the other side, actually.
Your husband's on the other side?
Yeah.
Okay, because what I wanted to say was there was something about him with the two of you having been very solid together.
Oh, yeah.
And it seemed like that I was seeing it, not, you know, it's still in the present, but very cohesive, this solidness. And there was something about that that was going to help you as you go forward. So,
get help from the other side. That means I get help from the other side. I'm excited about that. That's awesome. Yay. I hope so. I keep buying tickets for someone to win just enough in the you know, little lottery stuff to just buy my tires is what I hope.
And this is a big step for you, taking this trip and just getting through this, what might feel like a bumpy part for you. My sense is that once you get through this and you see, you know, with all the little things popping up that seem like obstacles, this is about your own growth and seeing like, yes, I can do this. This is a trend that's going to be continuing on as you move into the future, where it's like your self-confidence is going to build more and more, and you're going to know, you know, no matter what comes my way, I can get through it and I'm going to be okay. And there's going to be proof. I see you out in the future looking back at this time and saying, you know, yeah, it was a little challenging, a little bumpy. But really the bumpy period is, like, I'm not seeing that there is a big problem. I'm just seeing that you're worried about the problem, the problems that, you know, could come up, or if you don't get them resolved. But it looks like it's more the worry part as opposed to the reality, like as if there is really a problem.
Okay. It makes a lot of sense. That really does. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We laugh. We're going to take a second. It's just going to do a little bit of an energy, and then we're doing back. Is that better there? I think we've got a little bit stabilized. We thank all of you coming in. I know there's quite a few still listening, and this is Psychics Gone Wild with Psychic Jethro at 773-897-6461. We're going to do just a few little segments here of I'm going to be on Journey into the Light, and those of you who know, it's the number one blog talk radio. I'm very excited. They just got with me. We're setting up schedules. Stay tuned for it. We'll be putting up on the Psychic Chat and Psychic's Gone Wild when that happens. I'm going to be doing with Mike, working with him, and they just confirmed with me today. So those of you who've been listening in, we're going to have some fun. And I love what was said earlier. Deborah said a very positive, true thing that I think will help some of you guys who call on the radio, is that we normally, you know, if you've been to a reader and sat down in a place, it's usually in a very quiet, positive, you know, atmosphere, and it's, we have that time. I used to do a lot of by the minute, and one thing is I never really worried about that as much as I worried about keeping the person in the reading, because what happens is you have to take that few minutes, and you don't worry about the minute. You just sit down, and like the radio, unfortunately, has got all of us into a different, like she said, beast, and Deborah had a really good point. So one thing I really encourage, all of us have very, you know, they're like, boy, you guys are so accurate, but I encourage you guys, take the time and get with one of us on a regular reading, because I have mine down, and you guys will notice I have it attentive. Okay, I do a half an hour reading for 40 minutes. I do an hour reading for an hour and 10 or 15 minutes. It is like Deborah said, and I love the fact when you let the reader go, you get so much stuff. And I learned this a long time ago when I was very young and first starting to read, is when you're going and you get excited, you and the reader are, you're going back and forth. We saw that with Kelly and Deborah. Deborah was right in there and picking up with the person in the relationship. You guys, you know, if you're listening to the shows, I've had a lot of you guys compliment, whoa, you know, where did you guys do it? Well, just what you just saw with Deborah. Deborah gets in and does it, but what we got and what she was bringing up is it is a little bit more. So those of you guys that are new, you know, I don't want you to try to be the next Jethro or the Deborah Katz right now. I want you to be the best you. So it's going to take you a little bit and do the setting down like Deborah said. Take that little bit, because that's the way it is for all of us. And what I loved and Deborah was honest about was, you know, she's like, it's the beast on the radio. And I think sometimes the radio, because of this, you know, and what we're doing, we give you that fast one. And I've had people say, man, you were just, you know, you did this, and then I got home and I went, all these questions. Well, that's what the fun part about this is. You know, don't just say, okay, I'm going to have my little mini reading off the blog talk and go about it, because we all know we have so much going on in our lives that, I'm a questioner. I mean, if I went to go to see a psychic, I've got a list. So I sit there and I let them do the reading, and then I go back over. Okay, here's the things they've got. One thing you're going to love about this, and those of you who've been paying attention to Psychics Gone Wild, and we've got Living in the Psychic Realm on the Mixed Talk, is that I'm really promoting, and I'm working with any of you other psychics who want to give it a shot, get a hold of me, get a hold of Casey, and the birth cards, and our emails, and we'll talk with you, and we're going to have some new people that have not done any psychic work other than they've been gifted in their own area. You know, do some reading for us, work with us a little, and we're going to have you guys come on, and, you know, that's what Psychics Gone Wild is going to do. It's going to give those new people a chance. I welcome everybody to take classes. I also welcome people to come in and give it a shot, because what we found out and what we've been experiencing is a lot of you guys enjoy that, and it's fun. You know, so, you know, stay tuned for that. I thank everybody for my advertisement here, but 631, you're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, this is Rita Jethro. Hi, Jethro. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Rita.
Hi. I called in a couple of days ago at the very end of the show, the last 5 minutes, and I was on with Kelly and Jethro, and we actually got cut off. Kelly, I did speak with her since then, and she actually, I want to just give a great shout-out and a thank you to her. I have actually gold and silver flecks all over my hands today, because of a healing that she had given me. And I think at the very end of the show, Jethro may have pulled some cards or something, and I just wanted to call in and ask if there was anything else, because we got cut off in midstream. And it was, I don't know if you remember, Jethro, my husband had, like, dragged me through the mud in a divorce in court, and I've been really trying to get back on my feet, and it's taken a really long time. And I haven't been struggling with my faith, because I've been, you know, doing a lot of studying and a lot of practicing and praying to angels and so forth. And I did get quite a healing from Kelly, but I was just wondering if there was something that you needed to heal, because I really felt like I was under attack a couple of days ago. I was actually crying on the phone.
Oh, okay. I am sensing, and I apologize. I think what happened, if it was the Cinco de Mayo, they only give us an amount of time, and then Blog Talk will shut me off. They don't. They're like, you people won't stop, and they'll write me. They give me seconds, and they go down, and sometimes we've stretched it to the last second, and I think that's what happened, and I apologize, Rita, because I can see here, I do sense that. I feel that you're on the right path, and I think you were to contact with Kelly. Kelly is a master Reiki teacher and has done a lot of work through her teacher in Lori Grant from Hawaii, and she has some abilities and some things there. She also works very gifted in a lot of areas. A lot of people realize on the show they know her as her birth card readings. She's pretty much very gifted, and that's why you're feeling with the healing. I do remember some of the protections. I feel like what's happening with you, Rita, also is that you're supposed to be doing some of this stuff, and that's what I think they're putting you in, and you've got different ones helping you, and I keep feeling a pain in the back of the neck still that I don't think you're done with this psychic hit, but I also think that you've got some other things that are, it's like what I would call this, and this is more of a Reiki thing, but I feel like a linking. I feel you've got some things that's why you worked on today, and I feel what's happening is you're getting out stuff that's there. This is more of a healer's area than I should say psychic. But Deborah,
Rita. Well, first I want to say, Rita, you are a force to be reckoned with. I mean, you are really a strong woman, and I see where, you know, you are not a wallflower. You can definitely stand up and hold your own and tell people or say things to people that need to be said. My sense is that you have some grief that you need to just let out. And I feel that this is just something that you need to let yourself do, and that even you may not really need any more healings for a while, but you just need some time to process everything and just let. It's kind of like you were so busy taking care of things and having to deal with a whole bunch of stuff that you haven't yet, like, completely allowed just the sadness of what you've been through to come out, and that might be a harder emotion for you. So what happens is instead of that sadness comes up and it gets translated into your head as maybe like aggravation or some of these other emotions, aggravation or worry, but really, like, see if you can tune into it and just, like, find that sadness and sit with it and let it go. And for you, you're the kind of person who likes to do things. You like to solve things through doing things. And what's really being required is just letting yourself be and feel and release. And then maybe get some extra sleep on top of that, because that sometimes just helps you, you know, get through this period.
And I do remember with you, Rita, actually you were with the other Rita. That was the day that Tristan and Kelly were on, because Cinco de Mayo was another person in energy, but I do feel bad for you getting that. But it's okay that what we're getting here and we're doing with the help. And these are one of the remedies I really do like with that, you know, continue on. And thank Deborah for what her opinion with, you know, and what she gave you there with her actual reading, is that you were getting that. And I see what she's saying. I agree very much. Rita, do you feel yourself eventually, I mean, you're sensing something here. I'm feeling, you know, give us a little forecast of what you're sensing, because you're feeling your future.
Well, actually, I've been worried about getting on with my future. I felt like I was being psychically attacked, and like there was this force holding me back, and it actually attacked the entire left side of my body from head to toe. And after talking with Kelly, she did like a whole chakra cleansing thing. I'm actually feeling so much better today. And as far as what Deborah said, she hit on the sleep thing. I felt like I couldn't sleep for 3 years. And I'm finally just beginning to be able to look forward to sleeping. I used to stay up till 4, 5, 6 in the morning until I would literally pass out from exhaustion, because I would have bad dreams and stuff. But I'm doing better with that now. And actually, I have a faith. I have a very strong faith. I feel like there's something knocking at the door, and I'm going to be pulled into the veil is going to be knocked down for my future, and it's something that I'm going to grab onto and be pulled into, and that's what I'm waiting for. But that's what I feel that's knocking on my door.
So feel like I'd like you to consider the door being in your own heart and deep in your heart, and you getting really connected in with your feelings. Because again, I feel like sometimes you kind of push yourself out from your feelings because it makes you feel vulnerable, or you just want to be able to kind of keep going and going. But bring yourself in there, because that's like the doorway and the key. And once you really get into more of a dialogue with that inner part of you, That's what I think. I feel that there's a part of you that is wanting to communicate so much to yourself, but it's inside you. It's not outside of you. And that's the thing that this is something that you've been kind of needing to work on even since, it almost seems like since you're, age 25, 27, at that age sometimes you would project yourself out and not feel like, I need to be strong. I need to be the strong one in my life and for the other people here. And really your strength, though, now is going to come from being tuned inside. I wouldn't worry about what's being done to you on the outside or anything like that. I'd get really, really in touch with yourself and start a dialogue or continue it if you've had it already. Just even like avoiding the sleep, it's because when you sleep, you get connected in with certain parts of yourself. And I just have a sense that, like, this is a time in your life where there's going to be a change. Like, you can't really go on as you have before. And so you are getting ready for a big change, but just spend a little more time with yourself.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the help. Lots of love and light to both of you. Thank you so much.
Keep listening.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're going right in, and I know that we've got a little time. So you'll have to let me know, Deborah. I know that your schedule, am I close on your schedule? Are you okay to go a few more, or how are we doing? I know that you have things to do, too. I don't want to...
Yeah, I can hang out for maybe about five more minutes, and then I have an appointment I have to head out to, but if you don't mind me walking around my house while I'm on the phone getting ready to go, I'll stick with you for a little bit more.
Thank you, Deborah. We owe you big time. You guys, do you see what I'm telling you? Now you know why we all love her. She's like going to getting ready, running out the door, and still giving us the last 5 minutes. Tristan, you're on live with Psychics Gone Wild. You got 5 minutes with Deborah Katz.
Oh, my God. I had no idea I was online. I was just sitting here. I didn't press one.
Okay, no, that's good. I think that was meant to do, and we're going right down the list, and you were on an hour. Do you have something you'd like to ask Deborah?
What does she see about my psychic development? How about that?
And can you just repeat your name?
Tristan.
Okay, and Jethro, you feel free to jump in here, too.
Sure.
Okay, so when you ask about your psychic development, I start off seeing like a flower, and it's growing taller and taller and blossoming out. And then there was a little bit of like a ceiling that was pressing down on the flower when it got to a certain point. And the ceiling is some kind of energy that you're working on routing through, so to speak. And I get an image of a man, and so I'm just trying to see if I can get something about this. What this man? I would say this is a little bit of interference. There's like a little concern about what this man would think about you developing your abilities. There, like a little bit of concern from this man that like you're getting too out there or too out of control or something like that. Not. That you would be, but just that's kind of the picture or the concern. And when I ask about this man, he seems to have a, I don't know if he's a Catholic background or so, and I can't even tell you right now if this is someone that's alive or not, but I'm just going to see if I can get anything else real fast here. But what I would, yeah, Jethro, why don't you see if you're getting anything and I'll take it.
I feel that. No, that's, and I appreciate that, Deborah. And we're going to get a last time here with Deborah, where to get a hold of her. I do see that, and it's this relationship. You know, everything's tied and cut, and he's still, your ex is still, and I say ex, but, you know, that's going through that with the husband, getting him off and out of there. He's still got some kind of pull in there, even though, you know, you've got him to leave you alone. I see the part of the other energy of the other strength happening. And I see it's getting you out. You're staying at home. You're becoming a person that's, we've got to get you out in the world. And it's because of odd things that happen. And I think he projected that. I think he did this to keep you in the cage. He wants you to be his, even though you and him are done in the relationship, there's some kind of throwback, extra stuff from that that's still there. And we got to get you out in working and doing things back in the force of a lot of people. You'd said metaphysical, and I see that. I see you up helping, doing other stuff. I see you handing out flyers. I see you doing some fair work. You know, metaphysically, we know with different fairs that are going on here. Get with Angel Card Reading Ron. He's in the room there. He knows of different places here in Florida. Get with some other people that will tell you how to get a hold of these places and get to some of these places to do some readings of yours. Deborah was talking about Venice Beach, really good place in California to go and talk to, do a reading. I know they are here. I'm not too crazy about the Venice Beach here in California, but I know that there's places here that you could be doing, like Clearwater, some of those beaches. You know, I see you getting out some places with it. I know that they're going to help with it. Get some other people to help you and get you out doing that work later. That's what I see for it. And I know we're on the time here. I hope this has helped you, Tristan. We're going to give Deborah her last yay, and welcome her back anytime she can ever come back to the Psychics Gone Wild.
Thanks. You know, I just wanted to say to Tristan, just really embrace your feminine energy. You're a beautiful woman, and I can see, you know, just what you're, the thing that's going to help you push out this other energy is allow yourself to be in a creative space. Go shopping, buy things that you love, decorate your environment in a feminine way, and just have fun being a woman, and that feminine energy is going to help just kick out some of that kind of grumpy old male energy that's up there. And you're definitely on the right track. And when I talk about this energy, I don't see it as, you know, like really stopping you so much or in your way permanently. It's just a little bit of interference to get through.
Very good. And we thank you, Deborah. And one more time with feeling, how do we get a hold of you, Deborah, if they want a reading or to get into the psychic classes of yours?
Yes, you can visit my website at urpsychic.com, letter U, letter R, psychic.com, or deborahkatz.com. And feel free to email me. And I also, again, I've got a social networking site where people come on and they practice with each other. They exchange free readings with each other. They talk about all different kinds of psychic topics, and it's totally free. And that's Seventh Sight, SEVENTHSIGHT.org, and you can also find that through my website. So thank you, everyone. I really, really appreciate this opportunity. Jethro, thank you so much. You make a fantastic radio show host, and I'm really glad for doing this. And, you know, it's not something that, I know there's a lot of people out there with their own shows, but a whole lot of people can really do it. So you're doing an awesome job here.
Thank you very much, Deborah. We're glad, and we go ahead, and we're back with Psychics Gone Wild. And you guys, there's still quite a few of you. Hang on to the phones. Grab yourself a sandwich, or in this case, send one to Jethro, because we're going to be back with Casey Kelly and her birth cards and Psychic Jethro still giving out those good readings. I know you guys are kind of tired of it, so I'm going to do my divorce song, I Guess You're Right. So just keep going here, going with the fun. We had a really good time. Enjoy the few minutes of music, and we'll be right back with some more Psychics Gone Wild. Thank you, Deborah Katz. What a friend. Man. Now we've had that fun, let's go back to Green Haired Girl, because I don't know why I have my sister right on there. It won't be back again, but that did make me laugh. I just had to make a funny. Those of you who are know my sense of humor know I will make a silly out of anything. They're going to make us go right back to work. This is Psychics Gone Wild, playing with the jukebox, having a fun time. first hour of the show, we had Deborah Lynn Katz. Did you guys get it? Those of you who got in, we want to welcome you. Thank you. You got to call in early, people. I had the phone. It starts 15 minutes till our time, and I had 8 people in, 10 people, and now I'm down where we still got some of you who've been in the whole time. I guess we're getting busier. What I love to hear and what I got to hear was some really positive. It's always nice to know that Kelly is a good person. She's back. We got her out here. We've got another friend that's going to come in. I'm looking for you, and I can see you. Don't you go anywhere, Amy Kavanaugh. You hang right on to that little phone because we've got some talking here about the other side. We're going to be talking about metaphysical. Those of you who knew I was teasing about I Guess You're Right, I don't know why that song came up, but it reminded me of my ex. And so I made a joke there. So please don't write me. Please don't get mad. I don't know who wrote the song, but I love the fact of making it funny, and I will. So those of you who are in the room, we welcome you in the chat room. You know, it's like they're going through it. I apologize to you people that are emailing me on the side. That's really kind of it's like in a conversation when you keep doing it. I've got to focus on the phone and the chat room. So I'm not trying to be mean, but I'm just, you know, it's hard to do that. So, you know, and one thing we've been talking about, you there, Kelly? Did you get on?
Yes, sure am. One, I'm typing in chat.
I'm typing
and listening.
Well, you just keep on typing and listening. Well, what we got happening, and what we got a lovely thing happening, is we just had our very gifted friend Deborah on, and I thank her all so much. What we've got right now is we've got our gifted friend Kelly and Jethro on, and we're talking about.
I was going to say, did you say Amy? Amy Kavanaugh's here too?
Amy's out there, and Amy's going to come on in a few minutes. She's getting herself ready to go. I know you got
good. All right.
This is our Wild Friday's Gone Wild, and I was talking to another friend. Let's discuss how we can help people. Those who want to do the Psychics Gone Wild and you can't get in, you're very gifted and you've got it. There was an excellent show yesterday called Psychics Gone Wild, and I listened in to a very phenomenal psychic person, who let out the really secret. You can do your own shows on Blog Talk Radio for free for half an hour, so you can get out there and get the word. Give that to everyone, because one thing we've had, and I did get a few disgruntled people. I will drop you to the bottom of the queue if you continually write me in the chat room or write me secretly. I love the chat room. Please write me on there, and I can get back and forth. I'll need your opinion in there, and I do look them over at the end of the show. But if you get mad or you continually, while I'm reading for someone else, want me to chat with you or you give your opinion of it, I think you should have your own show. And Kelly, what is your thoughts on that?
You know, it's like I was listening to that, what Candy said, too, and it was like it was really good. And I think, was it during Tristan's reading, I believe she was doing that? And it's like, you know, and she suggested, it's like, you know, she highly recommended that, you know, said she saw Tristan as, you know, doing her own, you know, kind of doing her own show, doing her thing. And I was like, well, that'd be cool, too. You know, it's like, and I'm not sure, I haven't checked on the specifics, but it's like, yeah, it's like Blog Talk does have that half hour for free, and I'm like Candy. I don't know if it's a half hour a week or a half hour a day. But it's like they do have that option for people who, you know, who want to come on. And I've actually thought about doing that for having the great gas out and gas price moment. But anyway.
The more the merrier. Like, yeah. That's what this is about. And I love that. And we've been on there. You guys have been listening in, and we're going a little bit Psychics Gone Wild. And those of you who stay tuned for this show is going to get to hear us now for 3 years stuck. Your button is not pushing. So we're going to hold on there for a minute. We're going
to
go right
to you
in.
What it did to me.
It's now going, okay, so 8545 is on.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. My name is Diana. How are you?
Good, Diana. We just kicked two other people off, and you jumped up there. What are you doing with the phones, huh?
I don't know. I guess it was meant to be.
Either that or you work for a company that's got some big mechanical machines. I thought.
No, actually, I'm unemployed, and I've been having a really tough time emotionally and financially since I lost my husband, and I've been in a legal battle with my ex-employer, and I've been trying to pull myself out of the slump.
Well, I need you to give your date of birth, and we'll have Kelly look a little more into that, and I'll start reading you, Diana, while she's doing that.
Thank you. April 24th, 1961.
24th of 61,
okay. As I took you a little bit here, Diana, I'm getting some more arguments. They tell me that you're not done. They tell me that this is going to be the year that it's going to be friction all over. They're telling me that it's no matter how you look at it, you're clearing the path with fire. They said it's going to be handling things with it.
Like David against Goliath.
Yes. And I see you very much. Part of it is what we were talking earlier, and I love what Deborah Katz told the lady on earlier. You are a very strong, capable woman. The thing I feel that's happening, sadly, is I think that you've been getting tagged for quite a while. You've been getting, you know, the old wrestling match thing. I see someone doing it here and then someone doing it here. I see part of this isn't your karma. I don't think that the angels and the higher up wants this to happen to you.
No, I don't think so either. And that other caller reader is my childhood friend.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was the one that encouraged me to call.
Man. You guys have got it going on there. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to bring out the baseball bat. We tried to talk. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. All of you guys know I have a sense of humor. Please don't. I'm not. I did work
against
you.
Oh, I do too. I do too. You know, I think my sense of humor and my faith has carried me through the fires of the last couple of years, and I just need to know, like, when is it ever going to come to an end?
You make me wonder what else has happened here, and there's where I feel the other energy. And while we're on here and other things are happening, I'm seeing some other energy work for you. I see this going in there. You know, I want to thank you. We've got some people that are trying to get through, and they're all saying how much they love you on the other side. They're giving their thing from the chat room. We've got it from both sides, you guys. I'm a channeler, so please bear with me. I've got a lot going on. I've got pouring in on you, Diana. They said it's going to do better. They said that you've got some more clearing out to do, but you're going to also, you're to the end and there's a light at the tunnel. This year is the year of strengthening, and I see you need to go into a different area. You keep downvaluing yourself. You need to be looking for a different type of job. Sometimes you just, you know, you put yourself at the bottom of this tank, and you know what happens to bottom feeders, don't you?
Right.
You know, the top feeders go to the restroom on you. So what they're telling me and what they're showing me is we've got to get you back up. I want you looking in the mirror, and I want you doing the metaphysical positive mantras. I want you looking in there and doing, I love myself, I like myself, and I want you saying it with conviction. And I know I can feel you already going, what? But it's because we're not, you know, it's not arrogant to love thyself. You've got a good open heart, and that's what I feel again here. The guys are talking a lot of that on heart relationships. Excuse me, I apologize, they hit me. You've got somebody who doesn't want me to tell you this. What we got happening is that you open your heart and your energy start to do it, this other weird stuff's going to drop off. You've got a male here, and it's a male who's doing this to you. Some of this is a male who's got, where they've got you, and like they're getting off all your good stuff, and you're not getting any of it.
Yeah, that seems to be the way of the dating world at my age.
Well, he's not, and it's not been, this relationship hasn't been just recent. You two haven't been together for a while.
Well, I don't know, maybe it's my ex-husband. My husband, I remarried, my husband passed away 4 years ago. And
That's
kind of sudden, so...
He's not happy that you're married. He's also on the other side. He also is having some other things go on. And that's, whoa, he's not, I'm going to tell her, so quit pushing me. I'm sorry, you have to hear me. I feel like I'm talking to, I know, this is kind of wild. Listen to the psychic argue with the other person on the other side. He's still doing this. He knows this. The angels, the guides, they're working in it. He still has karma to handle with you. Some of the things that happened with you guys in the relationship, he needs to help you over on this side now. On the other side. And he's not doing it. He's not just being put him in the corner guy. He's also deliberately causing some of this stuff to happen for you. He's not working with you. It's like a very sad love. I'm going to be honest here. But what he had with you is he had one of those confusing loves. He loved to consistently pull you in sometimes. And it was like he never really knew what love was. So what he gave to you sometimes hurt.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
He's doing this, and it's not kidding anybody. It's like there's like an argument between your guys and his on, okay, if he's going to help, he needs to be doing karma and helping you. Sometimes he jinxes you. He used to hurt your self-esteem. He sometimes treated you like really not good.
Wow.
And then he loved you, and yet you were like his possession. He kept you on his arm like a trophy wife, and then he would be ridicule you. He'd do different things. There was things he subconsciously did to you to keep you under his, you know.
In your
It was so sad when he died. He said to the people, the ambulance people, you know, this woman took care of my mother till she died, and now she's going to take care of me until I die. And at the end, he said that he was so sorry and that he didn't understand why God did this. He finally found what love was about, and it was too late. So I don't know why he wouldn't be pulling for me up there.
Well, and I feel like he was doing energy, and what I feel is happening is he's, you know, it's what I'm getting, and it's like something else is going on. It's something else happening here with you. It's like he got over there, he realized he gets to witness this. He gets to be here with you. He gets to watch you. He gets to see what he was supposed to do with you, and this is the karma paying back. And I understand. Ooh, you know, woo, a lot of temper there. But I'm getting wet.
Yeah,
you
know, very strong.
Very strong.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he's not happy about the fact that he's, you know, there's some jealous issues here, and I understand that. But you know, this is the point the guides have been working with him. Is it going in it? You know. It's like something else and going on too with you is that he also, for all of his saying that when he passed, got over there and he's been getting what I call the angel spankings of, you didn't do this with her, you didn't do this, now come back and help. When you guys got married, he didn't get to partake, but he tried to stop that wedding.
No, I didn't get remarried. I was married before my husband.
All right,
I'm alone now. I'm a widow. I've been widow for 4.5 years. I've been out there dating a lot. My ex-husband is trying to come back into my life, but I'm not allowing that. That's not going to happen.
Good, because they keep saying he stopped a wedding. Now, I don't know if I'm seeing, obviously, if I'm not seeing the past, I'm seeing something coming up, because they keep showing him, and they keep showing him deliberately doing it. Part of it, your guides are doing it to me, and I'm reading him through you and other things, is they show me him keeping you isolated.
Yeah, and that's how I feel. I feel like I can't meet somebody normal. I feel really like I've been struggling, and if I can just get over the financial issue with my ex-employer, you know, I think that it would help me in so many ways that it would clear other paths and stuff. But I'd like to meet somebody, but it just seems that I can't meet anybody that really wants a true relationship.
I agree, and we're going to let Kelly look at those birth cards and see what she gets for you, Diane, because this is the path of yours. There's some strengthening here in those left side numerology. They can show us what's going on. Kelly, are you ready?
You betcha. Okay, her long-range card, well, for starters, it's like this year is one of those years where she can find her true purpose, and it's like it's also a year of endings, and it's like it's a year of, like, the, you know, graduations. It's like, as you know, there's going to be doors closing, but there's going to be other doors opening. So it's like, be ready to kind of, you know, let go. You know, there's something where you're still kind of hanging on to something somewhere along the line. It's like you're still allowing this. And it's like you've got to, you know, kind of verbally just say it out. It's like, I no longer want this chaos in my life. It's like, I don't, you know, I don't want it. I don't deserve it. And let go of it and let God. Okay.
Yeah.
Then there's this, you got this Ten of Hearts. Oh, stop that. Oh, that was my phone and my computer having a fight there. Ten of Hearts is your long-range card. Tells us that success, recognition, and popularity is going to come with you this year. And it's like, and you just had your birthday, so it's like this is, you know, this is just the start of your year. So it's like it might be starting out a little rocky, but there's really some good things coming for you. You know, there's things that are favored or activities dealing with the public or large groups and in recognition. You might be in a business where you want to get more exposure and recognition, but it's a good card for performers. There's something that indicates a large group of people favorably disposed towards you, whether they're on the other side or this side. In general, it's one of those best influences to have. It can overcome negative influences that may be present, and, you know, you might even become famous type of thing. Okay. So
well, actually, I'm entering, because I do modeling on the side, and I haven't submitted the photos yet, but there's a contest going on, and I've been really lazy about it, and I need to do that this week.
Man, I apologize there. We're really having technical difficulties there. We will let Kelly do the last minute there, and then Diane, we're going to have to see if we can get you back. There,
okay.
Diane.
Is it okay? All righty. She's also got, she's got a Pluto card, this Jack of Hearts as her Pluto card. It's a time to, you know, it might be sacrifices of your time or resources or goals, but to help someone for a higher spiritual ideal. It's like there's just this powerful spiritual religious influence present right now. You just can't deny those. It's like, and this is where, on your deepest levels, it represents an initiation into higher forms of love. So you're going to be learning some lessons in the love this year. And it's like, and it's, sometimes it comes in really, really odd formats. I'll just put it that way. Your result card is this Five of Spades, and somehow it's connected to making some important changes this year that is going to leave you in this entirely new, different situation. So it's like if you're, you know, if you got something that's in the works, it's like go ahead and work at that. It's like, you know what you're saying. It's like make some effort with that because it could turn out some things really good. And it's like, and this Five of Spades usually comes on when you're ready to make some major life transitions. And because of it, you can rest assured that it's going to be tough going at times, but you can make it through successfully. There's a change coming that's going to be a good one, that's going to lead you in a new direction. It's going to provide much more needed personal freedom, okay? So you're going to complete the year. You're starting the year now, a little bit rocky, but it's like completing the year, like a year from now. You're going to have this new job, new health pictures, new residence, you know, new lifestyle. You're going to make a major transition in one of these areas, you know, one or all, you know, but it's like you're going to have some big changes this year.
That sounds good to me.
Very good, and we're going to do this. We've got this going, and I thank all of you for the fun that we've had on Psychics Gone Wild. We are having a little bit of it. You guys have been listening in. Diane just had a reading by Psychic Jethro and Casey Kelly in her birth cards, and one of the fun things is we're having a little bit of that kooky stuff, so we're going to turn around and hit a little bit more of our, while Jethro goes behind the curtain and sees who I've got to pull out of there. What little bug is in our little machinery? And now we seem to have cleared it up when I play my music that freaks them out. We feel a little bit more open. And Amy, you're on live on Psychics Gone Wilder. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, real good. And I thank you. Those of you who are calling in, please keep the 773-897-6461 number handy and just call in again because it does keep track. And if you got, I've had quite a few people today, unfortunately, bumped off. It shows me your number. You just call back in. One thing I've got with those of you in the chat room, I really love the fact that we've got in there with Casey birth cards. We've got her writing in there. We've got our old friend Jan back. Thank you, Jan, for the ice cream. You rock. We were teasing when we first started out today. This was our day with Deborah Lynn Cass. Those of you who've read her books, what a phenomenal person. What do you feel, Amy? What did you feel like when you heard the first part of the show today?
It was great. I mean, it was awesome. It was awesome. She's definitely a powerful reader, as are you. And I think the thing that's most important, and the thing that I have been so blessed with since I started walking down this path, is that so many of you veterans are so willing to share your skills. So for people, you know, I do a lot of grief work with people, and so many of them are like, psychics are scams. They psychic, you know, and they're, it's like, no, if they were, they wouldn't teach you how to do this stuff that's freely available, and they would get you, you know, addicted. So, you know, and I had a beautiful reading with my mom and you yesterday. So I am a very happy camper. I don't know if the person that you were just reading is still on the phone, but when I was listening, I was just playing with my cards a little bit, and the big message that I got, and sometimes it's hard to put words to these things because spirits don't talk judgmentally, but when we, the judgment's embedded in our language, so I hope this doesn't come out wrong, but that her husband that's on the other side, if she's willing and opens her heart, he's going to help her find someone. I got a real strong message, started getting a stomachache, that he was just concerned that whoever this person's going to be, that they truly are looking out for your best interest so that you just don't end up with more misery or unhappiness and things like that. So that was the one big thing that usually when I get a message, because I'm so stubborn, I get it physically first, mm-hmm. and then it's like, okay, I'll listen. What is it? So I just wanted to pass that one little bit along.
Thank you. Yeah, she's here, Diane, and I thank you. And Diane's phone was a little wild on us, and I think that was part of what they did. And I stand and I apologize to the guides in that, because I did, and I do think that's what we're having, is that conflict of who on the other side mm-hmm. was on Diane's side. And I do realize sometimes I get uptight. I see it. I'm very accurate. I get pushy. And sometimes I get in trouble because I have a mouth, and they make me correct what I did there. So what I thank you... You know, Diane, and Diane right away was helping correct me, and there's where it is with the radio. This is the hard part. Those of you who've ever done the shows, like I was saying earlier when me and Deborah were talking, I am known for Crystal Castle is where I read in Sedona. I'm known for working in up at Garden of the Gods in Colorado Springs. I'm known for reading at another metaphysical place in the 1990s. I also read in Longmont, Colorado for years on Francis Street. When I read for you, it was very quiet. You couldn't get in to see me if you didn't have a referral. You had to have a referral to see me back then. And through the years, part of it is because of what the outside energies, and now we put this out on the radio, and I felt sad for poor Diane, because I'm glad that you are on there, and that's why Amy is going to be one of our guests, and she's got a really excellent book, and Amy does a lot of, like she said, grief counseling. Amy's got a story that we're going to get her to talk about here in a few minutes. And what Diane, I apologize to you, because I fairly to reach. Thank you, but I'm sorry, but to fairly read you, all of a sudden we got hit, we got energies, and there is an entity, there's something there that's pushing, and it feels male, and I unfortunately, you know, and that's where I thank Amy, because all of a sudden I went back, I did the music, I looked at it, I'm getting a lot of pressure sometimes. Sometimes on this show, I have other people who will write me, or they will call in, and their intent, you know, isn't always there. And I thank you, because you and Amy and Diane right now that are on, you guys can feel some of this, can't you, what I'm talking about?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and this is where I put out the light work. And I understand to do this we do, but this is why back in the day, really good in my Living in the Psychic Realm book, if those of you read it, my second teacher, Abby, was so phenomenal. I kid you not, she could do this. Sat down, and the cards would, they were called her friends. She didn't like the word tarot. They were her friends. And the cards would stand. It's something that old metaphysical will tell you about. And what it is, they were all like, it's something in the house. And you're like, just what Amy was saying, how people were like, this is not done. But the truth, and I will tell you, is she could take those cards to any place. They were kept in a box. They were wrapped. They were her friends. She would set them down. They would stand, and she would do the reading. She never once touched those cards. Now, obviously, those old gifts and that, too, she was never touched. You could never touch Abby unless you were family, a student involved, and never let in her house. There were so many rules about this that, you know, through the years, people would be, and the people she invited, and I wrote about in the book that came to her house, they went through what we call a psychic scanning. It pretty much means you've met with two psychics. You've had them work with you with stones. You've had before they even came near her, and it's because of this kind of stuff. And I feel bad. I apologize to Diane, because I honestly know that Diane is a good person, and I would suggest to her to have a little more stronger reading with some other people. And I know that Diane's going to get some other help here. I feel the angels are saying that with you. And like Amy was bringing up, Amy, you know grieving counsel. Are you picking up and talk with Diane a little bit here? Because you're getting stuff. I can feel Amy's guides. Amy's guides are able to deal this because Amy's dealt, unfortunately, I'm telling a little more of her story. Amy has had, like she said, her husband earlier who's passed over there, like you've had with the death. She also, Amy has herself a couple times pretty much been over to where they could have kept Amy and they brought her back.
Wow. I don't know.
Yeah,
my husband has or if I should pray to him, or if he's disappointed in me.
They're never disappointed, and I don't like, you know, and again, I hate to get so hung up on words, but we don't, you know, we don't pray to our loved ones because they're our loved ones, and they're just right there, and it's a matter of you just sort of developing a new relationship, you know, a new relationship with him. And I think that if you find some, you know, I know some people go a little bit overboard, but if you just carry something that was important, carry something that of his that was important to him with you. Because, again, now this isn't really a now I'm turning more into Dear Abby than pulling from above, but my relationship with my husband, who is now dead, was not a pretty one. People did not like being around us. It was very volatile. And there were reasons for that. And his transition has gotten rid of those things. And now, truly, it's like a fairy tale. Now, I'm young enough and I'm active enough that I'm not happy being married to a dead person for the rest, you know. There's things that I would like to do with live people. But I've developed a partnership with him. And, you know, sometimes he tells me what to do and sometimes he lets me just mess up, like they were saying when they were doing my reading. But I can, I know from readings that I've gotten from, and just the messages that I get, you know, develop communications with him. You can even, you know, tell him, you know, you can say how you want the messages to be, you know, just develop, you have to recreate the relationship. And when it's awkward for widows such as us, where our relationships were, they were just different. We didn't have that. And that's what he wanted. That was what I heard. And that was what, I mean, was that he wants the relationship to be the way he wanted it to be on Earth, but wasn't able to for whatever reason. So some of those things are going to come from him, and then some of these things are going to come from some other person who's still in their body, because spirit world doesn't really understand the concept of monogamy. That was the first thing I looked up when Keith died. Is there monogamy in heaven? I pictured him going up and finding his old dead girlfriends, but it's not a concept. So you can still have this relationship that he wanted to have with you, that he said, you know, as he was heading over to the other side. But he can only have that relationship with you if you honor the fact that he's still in your life while you're picking this new person. It's like sister wives. The show Sister Wives with it. You know, all the sister wives have to get along. So anyway, it's really, and it doesn't necessarily, it doesn't necessarily have to be a widower, or, you know, you're going to know because it's the right person because, you know, the signs are gone. But the big thing I think that you need to do right now, and I talk to so many widows, is the biggest, really your biggest, you know, these people are like, oh, you know, I have no friend. Your biggest ally is your person over on the other side. So you really need to work on, you know, the communication with them, you know, whether it's just you just talk to them in the car, you stand outside, you know, and so that you know, you don't have to sit there and go, wow, was that a sign or was that not a sign or something like that. You're just going to know, because they were picking up on that he has all this regret, and the regret does you absolutely no good. He wants to make it up to you, but he can only make it up to you if the partners and the men you date and the people that you let into your life are people that, you know, he would sit down and drink a beer with, I guess is the way I'd put it. So.
Yeah, I guess I thought I was done with the grieving, but I guess I'm not.
I thank you for that.
I'm just so angry at him.
Yeah, well, be angry at him. That's a perfect place to start. I mean, like, when is sex better than after you've had a great big fight? Go someplace where it's private and go and scream at him, you know, and lace it with as many profanities or whatever as you need to.
No, I think he knew he was sick, and I think it was selfish. He wouldn't go to the doctor.
Men are like that, and you know, there's just, and it's probably his passing probably isn't And again, this is, I keep lapsing back and forth from Dear Abby to getting messages, but I don't. There's other factor, you know. Death is not just like, oh, I didn't go to the doctor, I could have lived. You know, this whole universe deciding when, you know, when people's time is and going, you know. But, you know, your anger is an important part, because as long as you're angry, you know, just picture what it was like when you were fighting when he was alive, you know, and what it was like. So you probably need to scream. Maybe you need to go to Goodwill, buy some plates that you can throw and break. You know, you've got to get that out. Just once that's out there, then there'll be an opening to create this new relationship, which will be a fairy tale.
I think every time I get all the problems recently, I don't know why, I've been really emotional. Like, if this wouldn't be happening if Bob was alive, this wouldn't be happening if he took care of himself. Like, I'm blaming him for everything now that's going on in my life, you know?
Yeah, which is easy to, because it's easy, it's very easy to, because it's a pretty big thing. It's a world, you know, it's a universally acceptable thing, you know, accepted thing. When you're having other personal problems, people don't really give a shit. But when your husband dies, you get like a, you know, you don't have to do anything. You're like, oh, you know, so, just, it's been, you know, he's going to be your greatest ally. He's going to make it up to you, but you're going to have to let him. And the first thing you're going to have to do is, you know, now you say that you're angry at him and, you know, these dates aren't working out. Maybe you're intentionally picking people that are pissing him off or something, you know, but you're going to have to deal with that anger head on, and then that'll open the opportunity, so that he can be one of your guides, and you know, and to a certain extent he will still be your part, you know, he will always be your husband, he will still be your partner. There's just different parts that are going to have roles that are going to have to be played by different people, but that's it's just a matter of redefining the relationship. Another thing is the grief part never goes away. They talk about the five cycles of grief, and the five stages of grief, and that was meant for people who were dying to deal with their death. It was not meant, you know, so the grief process is ongoing. It is like a disability. You are now disabled. They should give you a sticker for your car so you can park in spaces, because you're going to carry them. But like with all disabilities, you just rely more on, you know, your other faculties, and you rely more on, you make modifications. So anyway, that was.
I appreciate. I mean, I have been thinking for a while. I have his ashes here. I'd like to let go of them. I know he loved the water, and I'm planning on doing that soon. So.
Well, sometimes people need to, you know, to transform things. Sometimes people need some sort of ceremony. I think that's been awkward for people now that we don't just bury everybody. Maybe you can transform that into some sort of ceremony. But what a perfect thing to start the conversation with him about is, you know, what am I supposed to, you know, what am I supposed to do with this stuff you left?
Yeah. I really appreciate it.
I thank you, Diane, for calling in. This has been a really heavy circle around us, what they call the psychic circle around the round table. Amy, very much in this knowledgeable area and giving out the with you, and very helpful. And I thank you, Amy, for all the really going there and sensing. You know, Diane, I'm glad we got it cleared up, and I apologize. I do think with the other energies and things that are happening, you know, sit down, we'll look at some things and make sure we're getting on there. We've got the Tristan, are you still with us? She's still on the line here. Was there anything you had left to kind of do here with Diane? We're looking at this and we're welcoming you. Are we helping you on Psychics Gone Wild, Diane? I mean, we've put you through the ringer here.
Yes, you really have. You know, I have to address the last of my grieving. I have to get in touch with my husband and, I guess, make peace with him and not worry about, you know, the near future. I've been so worried financially and the struggle, just to know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. It's helpful. I just felt like I've had this curse over me for the last two or three years.
You've got all of us on with you. You've got Tristan, Amy Kavanaugh, Psychic Jethro, and Casey Kelly in her birth cards also is here. Kelly? So we are all here with you, and I thank you for pairing with us. You ended up today out of all of our wildness. When they put you up like that, the guides did that. And I think what Amy really said there, and I agree with her, and some of this other energy I was getting, I stood to be corrected. And I think that we had Deborah Lynn Katz on earlier. She brought up a good point. We as gifted psychics, we have to fight this world sometimes so hard to do this that sometimes we unfortunately get ourselves set up there and we do it. And Diane, I thank you because I know that this was a good healing for you. I also knew that when Amy, I'm going to be blunt, and Amy knows I love her dearly as a person. Amy is one of those people that is very straightforward, very blunt. She doesn't mince words. She doesn't play games. She's been in this, and I think you two needed each other. And what I feel here, and I want to thank everybody, is I could feel the fact that the guides were like the anger, and then when you got to talking and things coming out, it really helped. Amy is a very gifted psychic, writing books. Amy, you know, I'm going to be a little more personal here. Your personal story is one to take and write about. You've been through some health things, and you're still here. Amy, we talked a little of this, and I'm going to touch a little without being too, you know, tell me if I go too far. But Amy, you, at one point, they weren't sure if you were going to be here or not, right?
Yeah, but pretty much what happened to give you the quick version, like in 2005, I made like $250,000 a year, and I had two houses and a Mercedes convertible and everything. And then over the past 6 years, one by one, all those things were taken away from me. I had breast cancer with some major complications, which put us into financial ruin, which ruined our my relationship with my husband, who was a college friend who we had just reconnected, and we were just like living the dream to live happily ever after. And then the universe, you know, one by one, took every single thing. Lastly, he was diagnosed with leukemia, but then as part of his medical treatment, the doctors got him addicted to Oxycontin. He actually died of an Oxycontin overdose. And I've been told it was not his exit point. So, but at that moment that he, if anyone had said, we're going to take all your money, we're going to take all your houses, we're going to take all your stuff and give you cancer and kill your husband, but you're going to live happily ever after, I would have thought that they were crazy. But slowly, 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 and then big, big, giant leap when he got sick and then died in January of 2011, the universe just opened just so wide, and I realized that all of these things happened to me because I was not living my life. I was living my life fighting the universe, not using it, a loving place, you know, a loving place. I was fighting everyone and everything, and while I had some things to show for it, I was miserable. So since then, I've just been, you know, Keith visits me all the time and tells me different things, and I'm writing a book to redo the way we think about death and dying in America, and I volunteer at hospice, but then I still swear and do some bad things, human things too.
Yeah, that's the human side of it.
My heart doesn't hurt any. You know, my heart doesn't hurt anymore. And you know, am I angry that I have to go out and date and I don't have any food, and I'm like pretty mad about that. But it's like, okay, I get it. All of this stuff was supposed to happen. These aren't things that happened that got in the way of my life, from me having my life. This is my life. And as soon as I accepted that thing, doors are just swinging open, and I'm really happy for one of the first times ever, even though I still have tons of things going on, complicated relationship with an aging mother, a brother in hospice, and anything. So enough about me, but I was just a self-absorbed, selfish, spoiled brat, and now my heart beats a little bit.
Thank you so much for sharing that, because I think that's where I am finally spiritually, and I've always had faith, and when I get into my little pity party, I will say, dear, but for the grace of God, go I. You know, there are so many people that don't have a roof over their heads. I try and count the blessings in my life and not the curses, and I've had friends tell me I should write a book about
what I've been through the last 5 or 6 years, and I just can't motivate myself yet to put it to paper. But certainly I've heard stories, and I've actually had some psychic things happen to me through my life that I've kind of like closed it off because the gift kind of scares me a little. But it's been so helpful to hear your story and to know that, yeah, there's reasons why God strips us of everything. And certainly when it's our time to go, there's no U-Haul. He doesn't give us 30 seconds to pack the crap up, you know. It's all materialistic, tangible stuff. I guess I just have to have more faith in myself and know that there will be a relief, you know, this year at some point. I just feel like I'm scared. I don't want to lose my home. I don't want to, you know, I just don't want to go down that path. And, yeah, maybe purposely, subconsciously, I have been dating idiots because I'm afraid to get hurt again or get intimate again with someone and they're just going to die on me.
Well, I found one of the people that I dated when my husband left, which was a similar loss. This was way back in, like, the early 90s, is now St. Augustine, Florida's most notorious homeless person. So I'm not sure that I, you know, when I feel abandoned or something, it's like, oh yeah, you'll do just fine. But I think just about, and find me on Facebook. Find me, or if you're on Facebook, find me on Facebook, and we can share some more. I don't know if anyone else is still on the phone, but if they're not dealing with this, they're probably like bored. But,
sure. I really appreciate it, and I will look you up on Facebook. I just need to know if you have your own site on Facebook.
Yeah, or I'll send your name to, I don't know if you want to say your name over the phone, or you can just send, I'm just Amy Cavanaugh, and I'm in the psychic chat, and it's in Amy Cavanaugh, Palm Beach, or Jethro, or you can just contact Jethro, and he'll connect us.
Yes.
Oh, that's so awesome. I really appreciate you sharing your story with me. It was very, very helpful.
We're going to keep the prayers out for
really,
you.
I'm glad that I could be here for you. I'm glad you're here for me to make me feel you, because some days I don't feel very helpful. I feel like I'm, anyway, so yeah, so get Jethro and we'll connect, and we'll get these books written and find new men.
I really love this. You know, you guys were on Psychics Gone Wild. You've gotten to see here with this. I think we've got a new, really good friendship. And Diane, I do feel with your other ability, you need to get with some of us and look at doing some shows, look at doing some readings, and get in. That's where all of us do it. Every day I wake up and I thank the guides for my gift. Every day I thank the energy of what they want and then start it. And I think the fun thing is, I quite a few times tried to turn off my psychic ability and found out that our joke is it's a curse and it's a gift. But what's even more stronger and what I feel with you is I feel you're going to be doing some helping, some psychic work. And I love our Amy and I thank her for coming in. I've already kind of tried to dub her in. I'm sure she's going to help us on some of our shows. Those of you who've been listening in, we're going to start, basically we're going to have a holistic half an hour. And Kelly and me had talked this over. We're looking at doing this. We're going to add this to Psychics Gone Wild. On that half an hour, we'll be having some healing, some working. Amy, obviously, would be one of our people to come in. We've got other people that we've talked to. We've been adding, and we always are welcoming new guests. We're trying to get together and do this as a spotlight for half an hour. That type of the show, we'll be discussing healing. One of the things we talked about recently and discussed was the fact that those of you who know to drink red wine instead of mixed drinks or other reasons, because red wine helps with cholesterol, and we've had little tidbits sent in from all of the people. One thing I love, and I think that we would love to have Amy do, is talk about a little of the grief counseling. And Amy seems to have a really psychic and grasp of the difference of doing this. I think all of us kind of go through a healing process. For me, it was my son when my son passed. For the ladies that were discussing here with their husbands. And
I'm so sorry.
It's all right, Diana. What I loved and what Amy said, and she's very honest, is it's normal. And she said it so right on. You know, if you weren't upset or pissed, you know, and it is healthy to get it out. I think, unfortunately, we go through it, and people think there's some kind of a time limit. And one thing I have learned through the years with this is it could be, I've had people walk into a store that I've never seen before. 20-some years ago, something happened, and they're not carrying it because they want to or because of faith, but they're dealing with it, and it's something that they do. I had a lady say, she goes, I cried for these many years. And I said, you know, who put a time level on it? And what I loved about it is the last time I was in Phoenix, we talked, and she is like doing phenomenal work. She went back, went into the business, did these things, and she put her husband's ideas back on the board and did exactly what you said. She goes, I'm not doing it for him. I'm doing it in spite of him. And I realized, woo, you know, that's a motivator, but it's a scary one. What I realized that happened out of it is she went on and did things because there's a reasoning for it. I'm not saying that's the right way, but I am suggesting that what I loved and Amy just said there is whatever they're telling you, whatever they're doing, the angels and the guides do know for things for a reason, and they're doing it. A lot of ones I've had say, you know, something's doing it. And earlier I did feel the other part of the blocking for Diane. I see that later this other stuff's going to come through, and you're going to be, I think you're a little upset with the higher bout by taking your husband.
No, I don't think, you know, I thought, I had major surgery, artificial discs in my neck from an accident at my job, you know, a year after Bob passed, and I just think that I convinced myself, oh, yeah, I'm done with the grieving, and then I started dating, and then I ran into his childhood friend on Cinco de Mayo at a party. I was way upstate, and I got to talking to this couple, and it wound up that it was his childhood friend, and he started sharing stories with me, and I just started crying, and I hadn't done that in a while, and this has been just an emotional week for me, and I'm realizing through my friend Rita that I'm not done with my grieving. That I have issues that are unresolved with Bob, and that I just have to put my faith in my guardian angels and form a new relationship with him, as Amy said, you know?
I love that. I love you, Diane. Thank you. And that's good because did you hear what she did? I think you're probably one of the most strongest positive people we've had in quite a while here on Psychic Stonewall. And I thank you. I looked at our thing. We've got about 6 minutes here on the last. We're going to go ahead and end this round table up. Is there anything you had, Diane, you'd like to say to any of our people for your last few minutes before we start winding up the show?
Just to keep faith in God and your guardian angels, and I guess to do your daily affirmations, and just to keep in tune with your feelings and feel your feelings.
Thank you,
and
Diane.
Stay strong.
Oh, thank you. And bless you, Diane. We're going to go right into Amy Kavanoff, thank you for coming in. You've been a very good positive resource. Once again, you've helped someone else, and thank you for being my friend and ally. I want to thank you for calling in, and I wondered if there was any words of wisdom you had for your last few minutes before we wind up the show.
Well, I think the most important thing that we've really touched on is that, you know, there really are no levels to this. While there's certainly people who are very experienced readers and healers, we all have a gift. But just because we have the gift doesn't always mean that we're all going to be able to heal ourselves, you know. So on any given day, the universe gives us a multitude of opportunities to be healers and a multiple of opportunities to be healed. And it's important that you, you know, that healers get healed and that the sick heal. I mean, my experience starting to do work with hospitals, a huge example of how I'm healing myself by helping and the same thing. So anyway, I'm babbling. That's it.
No, you're not. We love you and bless you, Amy. Thank you for being a part of our Psychics Gone Wild and our Fun Friday. We're looking at other energies here. Tristan, we're at the end of our Psychic Roundtable for Fun Fridays, with starting out with Deborah Katz, ending with Amy Kavanaugh. In the middle, all of us psychics like a jelly sandwich. Is there anything you'd like to say to the audience before we cut this show?
Not really. Sorry, I've been in and out doing a few things, and just, you know, everybody have a great day and be blessed.
We really are getting a lot of energy here with you, and I realize, are you feeling what I'm feeling? I think that they're the guys and everyone's saying we've got to get Tristan to do her own Tristan Hour, her own Tristan Show. It's coming out. I love this. We had two other people write in today that wanted to do their show. I see this being something that you'll come up with, and I think that's what kind of Deborah hit on a little while ago with you. I know that you had the other psychic hit on. I think that you do some different blog talk radio shows or help with other ones. That I feel that everybody keeps pointing towards this is the next stage for you, and we just got you. We only had you for a little bit in Wednesdays, but I think that's what I'm feeling. Are you sensing that, or are you just...
Well, I all of a sudden this week... I picked up the ability to remote view, and that was, like, really wild. And I've been 100% with everybody that I've done it with, so that's pretty wild.
I think that's what they want. I think that's why they're doing that. And then, you know, we've always got, you know, a lot of people. We welcome everyone, and I think this is part of what they're doing. Maybe this is part of why this also is happening with these other days, so you're able to do another show, and then me and Kelly and obviously the rest of us can come on your show, and you've been coming on the different ones, and I think it's just the more the merrier, and I think that's why they're enhancing you, Tristan, to be able to grow and be out there. Did you feel that energy?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's what they want.
I like that. I thank you. I thank you for your words of wisdom. I know that today was pretty good. And we thank you, Tristan. And, you know, going into the last one we've got here on our little psychic round table, we've got 3 minutes left. Casey Kelly on the birth cards. How are you, Kelly?
Pretty good. This has been enjoyable today. This has been really good.
Okay, we've got Kelly sounding scary like it. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, do I sound normal now? Who knew? It's the Twilight Zone.
And is it correct? Everybody in the chat room says that they're getting the numbers, and I went on there, and it says to turn off the sound or turn on the sound.
I don't know about what it's doing to other people's, but it's like across mine, it's like it gives this little flash, and it's like, and it gives these like little squares, and it's like the last time I saw it is like the number, you were on number 12, and it's like going, okay, I'm not sure what that was. I think there was Reverend Joe said it was like something with the volume or something, so I don't know. But I'm hearing you really good. So I don't know if that's the affecting or not. I have no idea.
Yeah, I just recently, about 8 minutes ago, I changed it. It had the speaker on, and I turned it. It was off, and I turned it on.
Ooh.
And I don't have anything going on, and I don't know, you know, whatever else is happening. I do love the fact that, you know, we want to thank Amy. Amy has been gone with it.
Right, and that's what I was going to ask. It's like, I think Amy is going to come on again. Is she still there? It's like, is she going to come on with us again next Friday for the 18th? We kind of talked about that.
I'm assuming that. I think that she is going to, and she was said she'd help today. We had with her, and I want to thank everybody who listened in. Deborah Katz is, you know, very, very, very busy person. You find out in this that when you're doing this, you have a lot of people to help. We were very gracious. I'm going to ask again and see, and I think me and Kelly will see if we can get her back. She did do an hour with us. You know, please, you guys that heard of it, give her a chance. Go there. Those who know,
check
you know,
out
obviously.
Site, yeah.
Check it out. You know, you can't beat it. One of the excellent things that she was discussing here today was helping everyone. And I just, you know, I feel really blessed at the time we did have with her. We will be trying again, and we'll see, you know, with time and allotted and seeing how things go. We look at this really positively.
Does Amy have a website or not? Or is it just a phone number for her? How do we get a hold of her?
She is in, like you said, in psychic chat. You can get a hold of her there because we both have that. And she kind of left it open with the fact of getting a hold of me. So
right. Okay.
Through emails and discretion, I will do that with you guys so that we have an email between you. You know, this is one thing we always promote, especially when you have someone who is a widow and you have some other things, is we really, I have learned, and a good example, while we've got the last few minutes, it was this thing I want to bring up. The person who keeps calling my 928 number and leaving the odd obscenities, I have got the number, and I am psychic, and I haven't had it now since 2 days in a row you've called and left odd remarks. Realize that when you call and talk real quick, I talk quick, but what I'm doing is I'm keeping those messages, and I will be going to the Coalition Against Violence, which I used to work for, and I can guarantee you in 8 minutes they can find that through any number, no matter what your number is, because they run a tracer through my phone, and I would willingly do that because I can always get another $30 phone. So just so you guys know that, you know, we put our stuff out here and we promote you to call and do positive. But, you know, if at any time you need to get some kind of counseling or other reason, if you call my number or you leave things that are odd, I can guarantee you'll either get a counselor calling your door or probably the police real soon. Because we've had people, unfortunately, not understanding that we're here. So I keep my number out there, and I continue to, and I will. But I love the fact that we're here at Psychics to help. And I don't know, and I really think this is a reason for it. But it's a little quicker sometimes just to leave an email and do it that way. And I am encouraged, one of the really good things of all of us that are gifted is to always remember we need to take care of ourselves because we can take care of others. I am a notorious person for trying to, right now with my health, get down a little bit of it. Like Kelly will tell you, I'm not really enormous, but I am a little bit what I consider not my prize weight. And so I am doing that. I am advocating.
He's always been Mr. Stick Guy. It's like, I can't imagine him with any weight on him. I'll trade you, though.
And I laugh because you've got to take care of yourself. So those of you who are listening in today, we heard that. Am I still there?
Yes.
The phone's trying to do it. If they cut us off, we love all of you. We've got a couple of you still left on that didn't want to talk. We've got our lovely friends on, and it's Jethro and Casey, Kelly, and our birth cards. Please, you know, like I said, refrain from calling obscenities to my phone. Psychic chat will get you kicked off the first time a week. The second time, you don't come back. So those are the people right now we're looking at. There was the F word said. That person is going to be kicked off as soon as I get off the show. And I've really been trying to understand. I don't mind if you argue. I really prefer that you do get into intensive debate. But I do have children. I do have grandchildren. And a lot of us who are on the psychic chat just don't care for the profanity. You can say it in other ways. I have a really bad habit of, I like the three-letter word. I will put a capital A and then I will put $2 signs behind it when I think you're being the bronze one. I don't use that other word. Obviously, we all know what it means.
It's the donkey heading south. Come on.
Mm-hmm. And I have gotten in trouble and offended. We have reverends. We have people that are very metaphysical in this. This is a chosen spiritual path. And if it offends more than two people, you shouldn't be doing it anyway.
Yep.
So I won't tolerate it. And they can tell you from friends of mine from United Kingdom and people before on it, it doesn't matter who you are, I'll boot you out. So with that and our little bit of fun, we've had a really great Psychics Gone Wild. Let's keep up the fun. Let's have the spiritual. What we want to have
tomorrow? What's going on tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Wild Saturday, and we've got an argument. And I think what we're going to try to do is we're going to have another round table of psychics.
Cool.
And we're going to be doing the really fun thing. We're trying to get our old Sandra back maybe for a round. She said she looked at it. Celeste is really busy, and so what we had to do is I had to go ahead and get a hold of some other friends. So, as you guys have been seeing, I bring them out from all over. Those of you who knew this and have been reading and read my book, my past started 8 years old. And not without telling my age, I've been doing it for a couple of days. So what I really love and what I'm going to continue to do is bring up friends, bring up psychics, bring up Gone Wild, and have you guys on to hear it and play it. If you've got any suggestions, here's my email, psychicjethro@AOL.com. Please, thank you everyone who did the fun. You've been having such a great time. We're looking forward to many more days of it. Kelly, you get the last few minutes.
Oh, joy. Let's see. Get coffee. Coffee. Get your healthy coffee. Get your healthy coffee. I'm trying to have the kids do that.
We heard it on radio. We have it official. Kelly is a nice person. You just want to reach over and pinch her, and I love that. It's like they've never met, but now they've read each other, and it's like, yeah, Kelly is that fun, positive person. And thank you, Kelly, for making Psychics Gone Wild another fun day.
Sounds good.